السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى العزيز. We explained that there are multiple meanings to this name of Allah. The one is عزيز, is that being who is matchless and unique. The other is that عزيز is the being who is dominant and overpowering, because Allah can never be overpowered. A third meaning is that if Allah wants to punish someone, none can ward off that punishment. A fourth meaning of Aziz, which we discussed yesterday, is that in the face of Allah's grandeur, all of creation are left completely helpless and powerless. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah says, Al-Aziz is that being whose power, strength, domination, and subjugation encompasses every single thing in such a way that nothing can make him helpless and nothing can defeat Allah. And we concluded yesterday by saying that Al-Aziz is that being who grants honor. And Al-Aziz is so honored that in the face of his greatness, all intellect is left dumbfounded and all brains are left astounded and all tongues become exhausted in trying to explain the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today we move on, we discuss the name Al-Jabbar. Here again, there are multiple meanings. One meaning is that Jabbar means that being that is so lofty that you cannot reach him. And the explanation here is that Allah's greatness and Allah's being is such that it's beyond our intelligence. It's beyond what we can comprehend. All the intelligentsia, all the ulama, all the scholars put together, they cannot totally comprehend Allah. So that's one meaning of Jabbar. Another meaning of Jabbar is someone who mends something, who fixes something. Allah fixes the condition of those people who are in some difficulty or the other. If you're in poverty, Allah fixes your situation. If you have a challenge or a hardship, Allah eases it for you. In whatever situation you are in, Allah chooses goodness for you. That's another meaning of Jabbar. A third meaning of Jabbar that the ulama have written is that being who subjugates his creation to a command or prohibition according to his intention. You see, you get many kings, many rulers, many leaders. Everything doesn't go according to their intention. Irrespective of their wealth, their power, their status, their profile, or even how notorious or barbaric they may be. You take Fir'aun as an example. He was the king of Egypt, a mighty king. He had wealth, he had power, he ruled with fear. Now he wanted to prevent Musa alayhi salam from being born. That's why they were slaughtering the Banu Israel, the babies, the males. And what did Allah decree? Musa alayhi salam grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. That is Jabbar. A king or a ruler of this world, everything doesn't go according to his wishes and desires, no matter how much he tries. Namrud was a very powerful king. He wanted to burn Ibrahim alayhi salam and make an example of him in the bonfire. Allah turned that very fire into a garden of bliss, and it had the opposite effect to what Namrud had intended. If you look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Makkah, they wanted to quell his effort, and Allah grew his effort. Their very own youth joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and became the strength of the effort of Islam. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, "My slave, you decide something and I decide, and only what I decide will occur. If you are pleased with what I decide, then I will be sufficient for you in what I have decided. And if you are not pleased with that which I decide, I will tire you in going after that which you desired, and ultimately only what I decide would occur." Ultimately only what Allah decides will occur. So Allah is Al-Jabbar. When Allah makes a decision, it gets executed, it gets implemented. Not like a ruler or a king or a dictator who may intend for something to happen, who may make a great effort for something to happen, but has no control over the outcome. He has no control over circumstances and conditions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Jabbar. In that sense, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has total control. Greatness is only, totally, wholly, solely, and exclusively for Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa.